Welcome back here in the huddle right here, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Arnie's still out. He'll be back tomorrow, though. So let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line for our usual Tuesday tradition. It's Tom Karen of Nesson. Thanks to Stacey Adamski at Adamski Law. TC, how are you?
Great. How are we doing, guys?
I'm sure we're not quite as busy as you are. Between the Red Sox inability to pitch, score runs, play adequate defense, and the Marlins, I'm sure you've been busy over the last 24 hours.
It has been a busy stretch. Yeah, just a few moments ago, Jerry Remy and I were having a conversation and addressing the pitching first. I said, you know, when baseball came back, we kept saying it'd be the new normal. You know, it'd be no fans and piped in crowd and all that stuff. You know what the old normal is when fans bitch about Red Sox pitching. And it didn't take long to get back to the old normal, did it?
No, what do you mean? Wasn't Clay Buchholz everyone's hero?
He's available. Be careful.
That's great. How are things last night around the baseball community with word when the word got out about the Marlins outbreak?
Well, you know, the fear is what's happening today, right? That it would lead to more. Yeah. And it was a bombshell because I think everybody knew this would happen. I think this was in the playbook. I think everyone expected there to be an outbreak, but I don't think anyone thought it would happen so quickly. And I think that's the scary thing. I really do believe, as bad as this is, if this was a month from now, you'd be like, okay, we're good. You know, a couple guys here and there have tested positive. We've kind of tested the training wheels on all these protocols. We can handle this. Teams are still, I mean, tell you, Miami hadn't even played a home game yet. You know, so they're getting ready to try to figure out how to do things at home. And they're on the road for the first big outbreak. And I just don't think anybody has their sea legs yet in this season, like on how to deal with things. So when people are screaming, baseball doesn't have a system in place. They do, but they weren't ready for it yet. They weren't, you know, because I don't know. I said this to you guys. I remember saying it 2-3 weeks ago. I said, if we get to the opening day, like I thought this would happen during summer camp, and that would shut a lot of things down, and maybe we'd never get started. But we got through summer camp okay. Teams were good. And I said, when we get to opening day, we're going to be good for a while. But I was wrong. It was 4 days. It took 4 days for a team to have a complete outbreak.
Well, TC, the Marlins season's going to be paused for a week, it looks like. Looks like they won't play till next Monday. The good news in all this appears to be that the Phillies appear to be okay. So maybe there's something in there about how the disease is spread from team to team. Are you fearful of things now, though?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Phillies are okay for now, but we all know it can take up to 5 days. And I'm told by a lot of CDC experts or by people who talk to them that 3 to 5 days is when you would really be most likely to test positive. We're probably just at the beginning of that window for the Phillies. They've shut the Phillies down for the remainder of the next 3 days, I believe.
Yes.
And now the Yankees are going to play the Orioles, so you're just throwing teams up against the wall to see who can play who. It's unprecedented. It really is. And you know, again, if this is the plan, if you've shut the Marlins down and isolated them and all you've lost is, you know, two teams, right? The Nationals, they're supposed to play this weekend, and the Orioles for 4 games. You figure out a way to make those up with doubleheaders and whatnot, or maybe teams just don't play the same number of games and you go by winning percentage. There's been talk of that. If you get isolated here and move on, then maybe you'll be okay. And maybe this will scare other teams, the players themselves, into being much more diligent. And that would be a good thing. The problem is if and when it happens again, right? And half these teams, Red Sox included, haven't even gone on the road yet. Tonight, for the first time, the Red Sox will leave Boston. And it opens up a whole Pandora's box. That I said all along, when I saw the Red Sox schedule, the scariest day on the schedule for me is next Monday because they have an off day in Florida. Hmm. And Florida's a hotbed, and I know they all want to stay inside, but are you going to stay inside your hotel room in Florida for 38 hours? Hmm. They get in there early, you know, late Sunday night, early Monday morning. They don't play till Tuesday night. That is a long time for anyone, let alone a 25-year-old athlete, to sit around his room and do absolutely nothing.
Well, let's get on to the on-field Red Sox, which is quite scary in its own right. I mean, 1-3, great first game. A bunch of journeyman scrap heap pitchers that I've never heard of. I mean, what do you make of this start?
I talked to somebody on the Mets before the game last night, and this was giving. He hadn't heard of half the pitchers they were facing.
Oh.
And that kind of tells you something. They're trying to pick up things at the margin. If you're looking for a silver lining, it's probably, Zach Godley looked good. He probably should have come in a lot sooner. I just don't know. It's audition. It's community audition. They're going to keep trying guys until somebody sticks. And they'll keep grabbing everybody. We'll see I haven't seen if Mike Foltynewicz has signed with anybody yet, but he's getting DFA'd by the Braves, and someone's going to work out a deal to get him, and I'm sure the Red Sox are going to be in the hunt. The Marlins are going to be in the hunt because they need to replace the whole team.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how it all plays out, but they need, we knew the pitching was not going to be good. It's been worse than we could have possibly imagined, at least on the starting end. It can't be down. They've been down, I think they've been down by 5 runs in the 4th inning of every game.
Wow.
You just cannot live that way. You guys probably saw the stat. They've given up 7 runs in 3 of the first 4 games of the season for the first time since 1901.
TC,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
TC, I threw 7 innings, 1 earned run in the Green Mountain Baseball League. I sit 74-76 with a plus changeup. Can you get me Heim Bloom's number?
You're in. Everybody who has pitched in the Wiffle Ball event over the last 3 years, man, nothing to say to postpone that event, they should come down and pitch. I mean, anybody should come pitch.
Tom Karen, Sox Bruins insider at Nesson with us here on the huddle. Thanks to Stacey Adamski, Adamski Law, 802-363-6371. I was disheartened last night to hear Xander Bogaerts take a shot at the pitching staff. This is the leader of your team. I get he's frustrated. He's right to be frustrated, but publicly you can't say it. What'd you think of Bogaerts taking a shot at the staff?
Sometimes you got to take a shot, don't you? I mean,
it's 4 games into the season.
But he didn't call out any individuals. He just said it's frustrating that we're losing every night before we even get a chance. And maybe that's a shot at the organization. And maybe that's what a leader has to do sometimes in the clubhouse and say, hey, we're here to win. Not here to just reset the competitive balance tax and rebuild for next year. We want to win these games now. And there's too much talent in that lineup to not have a chance. So I was okay with it, actually. I thought good for him.
As far as the pitching goes, I mean, is there any Band-Aid they can throw on this thing at this point? I know it's obviously early, but it's a short season. I mean, is anybody out there is Foltynewicz of the Braves available?
Yeah, well, he is available, but he, God, I've never seen that in my life. Last night he pitched, then they took him out and released him. I mean, did that happen on the mound? Did they go out and say, just walk right through the clubhouse to your car, we're all set? I mean, yes, he's available because they released him immediately. Here's the thing. Teams are going to do that because, some of these guys like Foltynewicz making like $6 million and was arbitration eligible after the season, probably make $7, $8 million next year. You're only paying them the 60-game proration of that, right? So you're only paying them a couple of million. So you release them now, you're only on the hook for a couple of million instead of a normal year where you're paying them $6 million, you're probably going to wait. So teams, I think, will be a lot quicker to release guys, so guys will become available. With the expanded playoff pool and the fact that nobody got off to a 3-0 start, you're probably going to be hanging around even as you struggle. So the Band-Aid, the Band-Aid is that Martin Perez has to pitch better. That maybe Godley has to start or at least be the next guy in. If you'd have gone Osich for 1 inning last night and then brought in Godley, and there's no guarantee Godley's 4 innings would have been the same, but he went 4 shutout innings. Osich was shut out in the first inning. So that's 5 shutout innings. Now you got a chance. I really do believe, and players disagree with me on this, but I don't care. I'm sticking with my story here, that teams that are trailing in the later innings this year are going to have a harder time coming back because there's no crowd, certainly home teams. Because I absolutely believe, you're down by 3-4 runs in the 7th inning, and you get a walk, and all of a sudden a single, and you got men on first and third, and the crowd comes to life. Everybody gets energy off that. The pitcher starts to panic. All of that's gone. You're not getting that with the fake crowd sound. So I think it really behooves teams to jump out to an early lead. I'm going to do some math over this later in the week here, try to figure out if there's a higher percentage of teams scoring first who win than in the past, but I bet you by the end of the year there will be.
Just watch the Mariners. They got up 1-0 in the opener and 3-0 yesterday, and then they ended up losing like 8-3 every game. So just watch them. They'll debunk your theory.
Well, Kimbrel tried to give it away for the Cubs last night, too. He couldn't throw a strike. So, it's not perfect. No theory is perfect, but I'm sticking with it.
Hey, what do you think of the Alex Verdugo experience? Because we've kind of seen everything through the first four games.
Yes, we have. You wore a mic last night, kind of fun, talking about how lonely it is in right field with no fans and nobody around. You guys like talking to people. I don't know if you saw that. It was pretty cute. Yeah, there's Jackie Bradley Jr., but he's really far.
Yeah.
I can't talk to him. Listen, I said this last night at the Both Game Show. These last few years, the best Red Sox players have been really quiet guys. Mookie Betts, quiet guy. Bogarts, quiet guy. Benintendi, quiet guy. J.D. Martinez is a quiet guy, right? I'm okay with a guy coming in with a little bit of passion and flair. Even if he's going to get tossed from a couple of games, let him. Let's fire this up a little bit because I think they've lacked a little bit of that. Chavis, I think, would be right there with him, but he's got his own problems to deal with. He's striking out left and right. So hard to talk about him being in the mix right now. But I like the passion from Verdugo. I really do. I hope he can keep it. You know, it's like Brad Marchand when we talk about that. You got to keep it just this side of boiling over, you know. And I think Verdugo, he's shown he can hit. He's got a nice arm in the outfield. So let's watch.
Good transition, as you mentioned, Brad Marchand. I see on our schedule the Bruins against Philadelphia Sunday afternoon. I almost feel like saying I'll believe it when I see it, but it sure looks like it's going to happen. The news has been nothing but good out of camps. The whole David Pastrnak thing, is that settled in at this point?
Yeah, I guess, right? I mean, it was just so weird. He's there, he's not there, he's fit, he's not fit. Still sounds to me, I said this to you guys last week when it was first sort of breaking, and I said it had to be exposure. And the NHL is being a little less forthcoming than Major League Baseball, and that's okay. So we're not getting many details, but, you know, the protocols are pretty simple. You're exposed. You can't get on the ice with the group. So hopefully that was it, and hopefully it gets behind him and stays behind him. You're right about all the reports are good. They've got the best chance out of anybody.
Yeah.
Of doing this because they got the hell out of the USA, so you know, get up to Canada where it's a lot safer, and be there in a bubble. You know, the bubbles work, but bubbles work if you're at the end of the season. I don't think baseball certainly, and I don't think football. I know people say, well, the NFL's doing a bubble. You can't. How are you gonna do a bubble? I can put 32 teams, or even if you do four. Let's say you do four. What's that? 8 teams a bubble. Where are they practicing? Where's their equipment? Are you rolling out your equipment every day for another team's equipment to come in? If one team gets infected, I just don't see that as realistic. But you can do it if you've got a couple of weeks of regular season and or you're going right to the playoffs. Because then teams that, listen, Sunday it all starts, and a week later you're going to have teams eliminated, and those 12 teams are going to go down to 8 teams. And then 10 days, 12 days later, 8 teams are going to go down to 4 teams, right? That bubble's going to shrink. You can't. I don't see how baseball or football or any full season team could do a bubble for an entire year.
TC, the most important question of all: how much do I have to call Nesson and offer up to get the Tom Karen monkey suit, top of the monster cardboard cutout?
Monkey suit. That is a Joseph Mbude tuxedo, my friend. That is top line. And that picture was taken at Kensington Palace in London.
Yes.
Where I was invited by the royal family, or at least the people who were in charge of it, to go to the event last year when we were there for baseball.
Wow.
So that, you just disqualified yourself. You got no chance.
I didn't know monkey suit was an insult. I thought it was just any kind of long tux.
It wasn't up there. Just come on, class it up a little.
TC, we appreciate it, and we'll see you on the pregame show, and hopefully the Sox can mix a win in one of these nights.
Hey, shameless plug here at the end, okay? They're probably not a sponsor, but I'm going to say the bar's name anyway. Halverson's, the patio outside tomorrow night. Jack Karen putting on a solo performance with some of his friends. So you want to get out and see some live music, go see my son. Good.
Thanks, TC. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks. All right.